Well, good morning, everyone. I've done that about three times tonight already, and you'd think by the third time I'd get it right. It is evening, isn't it? Or is it so early in the morning the sun hasn't come out yet? Okay, all right. Good evening, everyone. And an early happy Thanksgiving to you, which reminds me, before we start the service tonight, we do have a noon Thanksgiving meal here at the church for those who'd like to come. If you don't have anyone that's coming to your house or whatever for Thanksgiving, then come to our house for Thanksgiving. That, again, it's noon. It used to be 12:30, but it's noon, so we want to stress that. Noon for the meal here at the church. Bring a dish to pass if you can. And all the main things will be provided, like turkey and mashed potatoes and gravy and stuffing and all that stuff. So we'd like to have you come. If you could, it would be nice if you could, and you know tonight you're coming, there's a sign-up sheet in the back there on the back table. If you could sign up and put how many are coming with you, it's helpful for them in case they look and they say, "Ooh, we got more people we thought, we need to get another turkey." Or whatever. So if you could do that, we'd appreciate it. I think Sister Chris, who's not with us because she's out gallivanting somewhere. Now, this is the second time she's done it to me, so she owes me. I always love working with her, so it's kind of a bummer that she's not here with us tonight. We can't bug each other. But anyway, did she have a sign-up sheet over at St. Anthony's too? Okay. So, I don't know. If at some point between now and Thursday, maybe even like tomorrow, Wednesday, if we could get an idea of some people that signed up there, just a general number, a close number, then I can make sure our folks have an idea what's going on with that. We know some people come that don't sign up, and that's fine. We want you to come. It's just helpful for arranging things. And if we plan on 40 and you end up with 80, then it's like, oops, we might be running out of stuff. So anyway, what else was there tonight? Food pantry. You know all about the food pantry. On the back of the bulletin, there's some of those announcements. There's also Thanksgiving envelopes out in the back there. If you'd like, you feel so inclined after the service tonight, if you'd like to stick the money in there for the food pantry, that's what the Thanksgiving offering on this coming Sunday and tonight. We aren't going to take an offering during the service, but if you'd like to contribute, you're more than welcome to. That will go to the food pantry. Is there anyone else with anything we ought to know about before we start our service tonight? All right. Would you stand with me as we join together in the greeting and then the hymn to follow? If you would read responsibly after me. Let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you judge the peoples with equity and guide all the nations upon the earth. Let all the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. The earth has brought forth its increase. May God, our own God, bless us. Let all the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the people praise you. Hymn 560 and the hymnal. Is it up on the screen too, Roger? Yes, it is. 560. If you would join with me as we sing together. For the beauty of the earth, for the glory of the sky, for the love which from our earth, oh, thank you. Let's join together in our opening prayer as found in your bulletin. Almighty and gracious Father, we give you thanks for the fruits of the earth in their season, and for the labors of those who harvest them. Make us, we pray, faithful stewards of your great bounty, in the provision for our necessities and the relief of all who are in need, to the glory of your name, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated.
The first reading tonight is from Deuteronomy 8, 10 through 14. When you have eaten and are satisfied, praise the Lord your God for the good land he has given you. Be careful that you do not forget the Lord your God, failing to observe his commands, his laws, and his decrees that I am giving you this day. Otherwise, when you eat and are satisfied, when you build fine houses and settle down, and when your herds and flocks grow large, and your silver and gold increase, and all you have is multiplied, then your heart will become proud, and you will forget the Lord your God. Who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. The second reading tonight is from Luke 17, 11 through 19. Okay. And this is the 10 healed of leprosy. Now on his way to Jerusalem, Jesus traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee. As he was going into the village, 10 men who had leprosy met him. They stood at a distance and called out in a loud voice, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." When he saw them, he said, "Go, show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were cleansed. One of them, when he saw he was healed, came back, praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him, and he was a Samaritan. Jesus asked, Were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner? Then he said to him, "Rise and go. Your faith has made you well."
Stand with me as we sing together a song, "Give Thanks."
To the whole world.
You know, I probably could have done this sermon in about 15 seconds, but I'm going to do a little bit more than that. And of course, this sermon has to do with giving thanks and how you and I normally, when we give thanks, what do? I might look at Deb, for instance, say, "Thank you, Debbie, for reading the scriptures for me tonight. Appreciate it." Now, I'm looking at Deb and I'm giving thanks. I'm giving thanks to the person that did something for me. Too many times when we give thanks in the world today, we keep it horizontal. And if we would practice this exercise of when we give thanks, to turn vertically and say thank you, what a change that would really make. Not just thank you, Deb, but thank you, God. Thank you, God, for Deb. Thank you for her offering to do that tonight. But you see what I'm saying tonight? Just that simple gesture of moving it from a horizontal, giving thanks, you know, at a horizontal level. And we oftentimes do that with people and forget that behind all of that and around all of that is the one we really need to give thanks for. And so I'm just encouraging us tonight to think more vertically when it comes to thanks than we oftentimes do. We have, just like we have selective hearing, guys, although I've had an excuse for a few weeks because of my double ear infection, so I might still have selective hearing, but anyway, some of you don't have the same excuse that I have. We also have selective thinking, and I want to point some things out to us, and maybe one has to do even with what's going on Thursday afternoon, in addition to the meal that we're going to have together. There's a game after that. So oftentimes we give thanks for the win, but what about thanks for the loss? You ever thought about that? Or thanks for the yes. What about thanks for the no? You ever thought about that? Thanks for answering my way. What about overriding it with your way? Here's another one that might be very tough. Thanks for healing. What about thanks for walking with me when I'm terminal? You see what I'm saying here tonight? When I talk about thanking, sometimes our thanks is very selective. We're thankful when the thing that's going on is something that we like, we appreciate, it helps in some way. But we find it very hard sometimes to give thanks because he tells us in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, I believe it's verse 17, give thanks in all circumstances. Again, it doesn't say give thanks for all circumstances, but give thanks in all circumstances. That's a vertical there, folks. And we need to thank God that while we're in whatever it is that we're in, the thing we can be thankful for is he's never left us and he's never forsaken us. Right? No matter what it is in life that we go through, there is a reason to give thanks vertically to the one who created us, the one who loves us more than anyone else could ever love us. It's God himself. And so in these two texts that we read this morning, the one in the Old about God reminding the people of Israel, don't forget, and I'm going to talk about that in a moment, don't forget about what I've done in the past. It's so easy to do. And then in the New Testament, when Jesus healed the lepers, and they were all thrilled with it, but only one came back and said, thank you. How easy it is to forget. God is telling them in that text, when you eat and are satisfied, praise God. When you build a house and settle, praise God. When you prosper, praise God. When you get up and you lay down, praise God. Now, all these things that I just mentioned to you are positive things, aren't they? Eating. It's a good thing. I like eating. I get to eat double on Thursday because I have Thanksgiving meal here, and then we go to my in-laws and we have Thanksgiving there too. So by the time we're done with both meals, I can't move. But these are all positives. But these are positives that spring from what was once a negative, right? Remember? Don't forget. Where were they previous to this? In slavery. In Egypt. Their ancestors. Don't forget what was. Because God took you from there and brought you to here. Sometimes you and I might feel like we're still in the land of slavery. We're in that thing that we don't understand, that negative thing that's going on. And God is going to take us through to the other side. We don't know what it looks like on the other side, but God's going to take us through it, whatever it is. And so when you do get to the other side, he says, don't forget. It's good sometimes to look back, isn't it? It's good to look back and see where God has taken us from. How on many occasions in the past we've been through whatever it is we've been through, and God has taken us through that, and we've survived, we've managed, we could do it when we thought we couldn't do it. But how quickly He knows you and I forget, and that's why He told the Israelites. More than one occasion. Go to the first few chapters there of Deuteronomy. He does it more than once. He says, again, remember when I brought you out of Egypt. Don't forget what happened back then. Because He knows human nature. You and I, we are prone to forget. Don't forget. Keep it vertical. Praise God. Thank God. In the midst of what's going on, thank God afterwards and before and around and all that sort of thing. Maybe we got to ask the question tonight, what causes our forgetfulness? Sometimes it's just time itself, isn't it? I mean, as I'm getting older, I just forget, period. I just forget because my mind doesn't work as well as it used to. You forget. Time can do that, can't it? When enough time lapses from something to something else, we can tend to forget sometimes. Sometimes it's just pride. Pride in our life. It causes us to forget where we were and where we are right now. Sometimes it's just lack of discipline. You see, God was telling the people of Israel that they need to keep the discipline of not forgetting. The discipline of remembering. The discipline of praising God for where He brought you out to the place where you are now. Or if you're in a place right now that you're not really sure you want to be in, that God will take you to where He wants you to eventually be. But lack of discipline can cause us to forget. Being enamored with material things. I think that was an issue with Israel. When they went into the promised land and they were going into homes that they didn't even build. They were reaping crops that they didn't even plant. They were benefiting from others that had been there before them. And they perhaps were getting kind of materialistic themselves. And they forgot what happened in the wilderness. God, every day, gave them manna. And of course, they whined that all they had was manna. So he says, okay, I'm going to add to your menu quail too. And he provided that for them every single day. They had all they needed to eat for the 40 years in the wilderness. And then they get to here where they're in a land filled with milk and honey and fruit and that all the sort of stuff. And it would be so easy for them to forget. He's telling them, be thankful. Be thankful. Be thankful. Another thing that causes forgetfulness is sin. Because there's nothing Satan wants more than to distract us from the one who we should be giving thanks to. And he wants to distract us with other things. And sin will do that. Sin will pull us away. Sin will distract us. Sin will take us places that we should not go. And in so doing,
we aren't giving thanks to the one we ought to give thanks for. So that's what God is trying to tell us in Deuteronomy. Don't forget, because it's easy to do. Remember. One way, a very easy way to not forget is to keep in this book here and to remind ourselves of how God time and time again has kept His promises. And if He kept His promises to these people, He'll keep His promise to you and me as well. So even before we realize the promise that He's given, we can give thanks previous to that. I thank You, God, that You are doing a work in all of us here. I don't know what the final outcome of that work is, but I thank You, God, that You're doing a work in all of us, even if it looks like right now it's in infancy and we kind of messed around with it a little bit. It looks a little ugly right now. But thank You, God. Thank You. Thank You. You see, God knew we would forget, and that's why He said, as I told you earlier, to pray continually. To give thanks in all circumstances. 1 Corinthians 5:16, 17, and 18. Talk with Him all the time. Now, prayer doesn't necessarily mean close your eyes, bow your head, and pray. When I'm in the car, I wouldn't do that, or I wouldn't be with you here tonight. Right? You have to open your eyes. You have to open your eyes. Pray often. Talk to God at all times during the day. You see, when we talk to Him, it's a lot easier to give thanks to Him. When you don't talk to Him, He seems to be a bit of a stranger. But always talk to God. He encourages us to come together like we're doing right now. This isn't maybe a normal church service. It's not a scheduled weekly church service, but we come together tonight to give thanks, a Thanksgiving service. But He tells us in Hebrews 10:25, do not give up the habit of meeting together as Christians. Because you see, when you and I meet together as Christians, we remember. We don't forget. We're reminded because some people come and share with us the joy that God is doing in their life, the answer to prayer that's going on, and then we're reminded of some other people who are going through a very difficult and rough time in their life. And so we're reminded, you know, we were there once too. We remember. And God stuck with us through all of it. And He brought me through. And He'll bring you through too. You see what I'm saying? About these are the things that God wants us to do so we won't forget. Share your story. Folks, people out there in the world need to hear from us. Why do we warm a pew on Sunday morning? Why do we trust this one who we can't physically see, but we know He's there? Why do we spend time in this book that was written a long time ago? Got some cool stories in it, by the way, too. You know, for people who think it's boring, I'll tell you what, there's some hot stuff in there, too, if you know what I mean. You know. Anyway, just saying. We need to share a story. Share how God has taken us through the stuff of life. Some people desperately need to hear that you can make it. You can make it. And they already said, read the Scriptures. Because God knew we would forget. Claim His promises. Because He keeps His promises. There's not a single promise in God's Word that He has never kept. There are those that are yet to be. But if every other promise was kept, you're darn tootin', the other ones are going to be too. Right? And give to Him because He gave to us. These are ways in which you and I cannot forget. That we'll remember. That we'll keep that Thanksgiving vertical and not just horizontal. That easy exercise of when I say thank you, I'm just looking up when I do so. That exercise itself just does something when I say, thank you. Right? Thank you. Do not go about our daily business without thanking God. The one leper came back, the others did not. They were happy. They were probably just as happy as the one leper was. But down the road, they forgot. The one leper didn't forget. Remember, you were healed too. Oh, maybe it's not always physical. You know, God took you from where you were to where you are now. I mean, for me, I was a sinner. But now I'm a saved sinner. Because I know what Jesus did for me. Because He did that for me, I know that there's a place for me in heaven. Even though I don't deserve it and I'm not worthy of it, God says, Dave, I got a spot for you. Because your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Not because you're a good guy. Because you were never good enough to begin with. Because Jesus was good enough. And He took care of it for me. And that's why all of us here, can have the exact same thing. We don't need to compare ourselves to each other. All of us fell short. But Jesus did. Even when it's bad, I'm going to say this. It's hard to say. Even when it's bad, it's good because God is present. You know, we live in a fallen world. And living in a fallen world, bad stuff happens. It's the nature of a fallen world. And bad is no respecter of persons. It happens to the greatest of people, and it happens to the worst of people. But even when it's bad, it's good because God is present. It'll take me through the bad. Romans 8:28. For all things work together for the good to those who love God and are called according to His purpose. Do you believe that?
Amen.
I believe that. Then tell Him. Thank Him. And tell others. And thank Him. Alright? Let's pray. God, thank You. Thank You for everything. We don't thank You enough. We just don't thank You enough. But God, thank You even in our struggles that You are there. That You've never left us and You've never forsaken us. Thank You that in our struggles, sometimes there is character building, and God, if we continue to give You thanks, we are strengthened by that and encouraged by that. And others who see us in the midst of difficult things can see it too. And lo and behold, oftentimes they'll follow with a thank You as well and recognize they need what we had. We're thankful because of what Jesus Christ did for us. That He died on the cross and rose again and took care of all the things that we couldn't take care of. For the sin that beset us, that separated us from You, He took care of that. He didn't just take care of that, but He takes care of us, and for that we are so grateful. So God, indeed tonight and every day, help us to give thanks to You. Daily, all the time, because You are worthy. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Would you join me in the litany of thanksgiving, the bulletin that you received tonight? Again, if you would read responsibly after me, and I'm going to have Sister Chris up here with me sharing. Right, she's not here, is she? Sister Chris, I'm doing this for both of us tonight. If you would read in the dark print as I...